Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Thursday of the 13th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Dr. Anne Garrido, an Associate Professor of Homiletics at Aquinas Institute of Theology. Anne is coming to us from Atlanta today with a preaching entitled, Amon the Ordinary.
A reading from the prophet Amos. Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, sent word to Jeroboam, king of Israel. Amos has conspired against you here within Israel. The country cannot endure all his words. For this is what Amos says, Jeroboam shall die by the sword, and Israel shall surely be exiled from its land. To Amos, Amaziah said, off with you, visionary, flee to the land of Judah. There earn your bread by prophesying, but never again prophesy in Bethel, for it is the king's sanctuary and a royal temple. Amos answered Amaziah, I was no prophet, nor have I belonged to a company of prophets. I was a shepherd and a dresser of sycamores. The Lord took me from following the flock and said to me, go prophesy to my people Israel. Now hear the word of the Lord. This week we get to hear from a little-known prophet named Amos, originally from the southern kingdom of Judah, where the Jerusalem temple was located, but sent up north across the border into the northern kingdom of Israel, where another rival temple had been built in the town of Bethel, wooing pilgrims coming from the north headed south toward Jerusalem. Amos realized that this was a political stunt by the northern king, Jeroboam, to keep the pilgrims worshiping up north in the kingdom of Israel and remaining loyal to him, rather than continuing to keep relationships with the south open. In all honesty, only 10 miles lay between the temple in Bethel and the temple in Jerusalem, but it wasn't in the king's interest that the people should travel across the border to interact with one another, to worship with one another together. The temple in Bethel provided a nice stopping point on their journey south. Let them just pray there instead. What's unique about today's reading in the middle of this week of readings from the book of Amos is that we finally get to learn about Amos's call to be a prophet. Any number of prophets in the Bible seem to have come from Jerusalem itself, sometimes from priestly families, sometimes having been trained by fellow prophets, belonging to a whole community of prophets who lived with each other. What makes Amos stand out is how very ordinary his life and his circumstances were before he was called by God to take up this role. He was a low-status shepherd and agricultural worker who cared for sycamore fig trees. And Amos doesn't seem to have gotten any special training for his prophetic role. Seems unlikely he ever wanted to leave home to initiate tough conversations with those in the temple complex in Bethel. But God's call can be a little bit of a mystery, huh? Even to those who receive it. The details we have on Amos's life are so minimal. And the prophecies he spoke are so brief and so ancient that they're not only unfamiliar to most of us, but seemingly irrelevant. What does it matter to us that people from the north ever make it to prayer in Jerusalem? And who cares what sycamore tenders think about it? Except that perhaps that's the very point. That anyone, even agricultural workers or animal herders, can be given a word of the Lord to speak to the rest of us and we should listen. Indeed, we ourselves might feel like one of those who are less educated or less trained, one of the less religious folk of the earth, and then find ourselves being nudged by God to speak up about things happening in our own time that separate people, that keep bridges between people from being crossed. It would always be easier to be quiet than to be a prophet, especially if we feel intimidated by others who seem more qualified for that job. But whenever we see structures being set up by those in power that divide people, especially if it keeps them from worshiping in one voice, we shouldn't be surprised to feel a nudge from God to say something about that. This week, no matter how unprepared we feel, let's dare ourselves to speak up in at least one space where we see divisive efforts. Now, social media doesn't count here. On social media, we're only preaching to the choir for the most part, and it only increases the division. We need to be willing to speak more directly to the Amaziah figures in our own time. The ones who, like the Bethel priest in today's passage, are actually engaged in the divisive behavior. And this might be a letter or a phone call to a government official's office that says, hey, this policy is tearing us apart and needs to stop. It might be a gentle conversation with a fellow staff member or community member whose propensity for critique or gossip is fragmenting the team. In Amos's spirit, it might mean speaking within the parish council about something that's keeping people from being able to pray together. It's kind of scary to think about doing that, isn't it? Even as I say this, I'm wondering if it's a very good idea and whether I know who I should address this with. But we only get a series of readings from this ordinary, everyday prophet Amos, 1 week every other year. So it seems like if it's ever going to happen, it should happen now. May Amos intercede for us this week and share with us the courage needed by ordinary folk to identify the divisive issues in our own time and say something about them.